such a responsibility. What do custodians do? Well, the type of custodian that I'm talking about tonight are people who take responsibility for watching over something, for taking care of something. They can be custodians of rare works of art, paintings. They can be custodians of libraries. They can be custodians even of houses. And it's their responsibility to watch over and to take care of and to protect whatever it is that is that they are over. If you remember from the New Testament, the Jews were very proud that they were custodians of the oracles of God. In Romans chapter 3, notice what is written there by Paul. Romans chapter 3, and we'll be in the book of Romans several times tonight. Romans chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Paul writes this about how the Jews felt toward what we would call the Old Testament. What advantage then has the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God, the sayings of God, Scripture. So they were proud of the fact that they were the ones that were the custodians of the sayings of God, Scripture. Again, what we would call the Old Testament. But they did not do with the Word what they should have done with the Word. In the prior chapter, Romans chapter 2, notice verses 17 through 24, which will be the primary text tonight. Romans chapter 2, beginning in verse 17. Indeed, you are called a Jew, and rest on the law, and make your boast in God, and know His will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written. So the question really now is, are we like many of them were? In other words, are we custodians of the truth, but don't use it like we should? Because that's what many of the Jews did. They were custodians of the truth, but did not use the truth as they should. So the first question I want us to look at is, in what way are we today custodians of the truth? There was, and there is a song, Swiftly We're Turning. I was going to ask Dean about singing that tonight, but I thought asking him about 2 minutes before the service started might be pushing it just a little too much. But Swiftly We're Turning. In that song, there's a phrase, into our hands the gospel is given. In that sense, we are custodians. Now, the Bible says that the apostles were actually stewards of the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the first two verses reveal this fact to us. Let a man so consider us, again, this is Paul speaking, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in a steward that one be found faithful. So the apostles were stewards of the gospel. And even though we're not apostles today, we still have a responsibility. In a sense, we're entrusted with the Word of God. And because we're entrusted with it, because we're left with it, then we have a great responsibility with it as far as what we're supposed to do. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul tells Timothy, and then, of course, finally to us, about this responsibility. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, Paul tells Timothy this, "And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Paul says, Timothy, I'm entrusting you with the gospel, and you're then to teach that gospel to other people. Commit it to other faithful men who will then teach others. And that line is to continue. And then they'll teach others, and they'll teach others, and they'll teach others. And that's to go on until time ends. So we're custodians of the truth. We've been entrusted with the gospel. And because of that, there are responsibilities that come with it. One of the things Christians must do as custodians is to be very careful how we handle it. Now, if you were a custodian of a rare painting or a rare statue, a rare book, you would be very, very careful with it, wouldn't you? You'd be careful how you handled it, what you did with it. You'd be cautious. We're to be cautious as well. We're to make sure that we support the truth. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, Paul gives Timothy some other advice. Paul writes to him in verse 15 of the third chapter, "But if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." We as Christians constitute the church, and as a result, we are to do what? We're to be the pillar and the ground of the truth. We're to be the foundation of the truth, the support of the truth. If we had a very expensive statue, we would not put it in the middle of traffic on a little flimsy table. We would make sure that it had a good foundation, a good support. Why? Because we've been entrusted with it. We're the custodians of it. We're to look after it. The church is to support, hold up the truth. Be very careful with it. And make sure, as he tells Timothy later, that he accurately handles it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, Timothy is given this principle to abide by. Verse 15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Handling it carefully. Handling it in the right way. So many in the religious world take God's word and handle it in every way except the right way. They're not careful. They're not accurate in their handling of God's word. They don't plow that straight line through God's word. It goes everywhere. And as a result, you see thousands of different churches in the world. Many there because people did not take seriously that verse. They did not rightly divide the truth. So as the church, we have this responsibility to handle it carefully. Before we say this is what God's word says, we need to make sure that's what God's word says. That's part of a custodian's responsibility. The second point, the second question I want to address is, why must we be, in some cases, more than a custodian? More than a custodian. Now, when we think about custodians, again, of rare works of art and so forth, we think about people who protect them, but they're never used. In other words, you don't you don't get out those rare books and look at them, or those houses are more like museums. But not so with the truth. While we're to be custodians and protect it and support it, we're also to put it into practice. In Matthew chapter 23, Jesus had some harsh words to say to some people who didn't do that. Matthew chapter 23, the first four verses of that chapter, Jesus talks about some folks who did not practice the truth. They guarded it, they just didn't practice it. Matthew 23, verse 1, then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Kind of like the authorities of the law of Moses. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. They were guardians of the truth. And remember, we read in Romans 3 where they were proud of the fact that they were the guardians of the oracles of God. But so many of them did not practice it. And that's what Jesus is saying here. What they say is the truth. In other words, they're going to read from God's Word and they will tell you what the Word says. But do not pay any attention to how they live, because they're not living by the Word. They're not practicing. In other words, they were hypocrites, which of course is what he goes on to say many times in that same chapter. Those scribes and Pharisees were hypocrites. So we're to be more than custodians. We guard the truth, we uphold the truth, we support the truth. We're careful in how we handle the truth, but we also must practice and use the truth. We must be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Of course, we know that's presented in James chapter 1. In James chapter 1, verse 22, James says, but be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. We're to be doers of the Word. Yes, we have the most precious treasure that we're to guard and support and handle, but it's something that we use. And if we use it correctly, it's not going to hurt the truth. It will help other people. In that same letter, James says in James chapter 4, verse 17, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. So it is to be used. Truth is not a museum relic. We don't go into a museum and just look at the truth, the Word of God, the Bible. We don't just place it in a box and look at it. It is to be used, it's to be shared. Yes, we have to handle it correctly and support it, but it must be used and shared with other people. Even in the Old Testament, we're told this. In Psalms 40, the psalmist tells us in verses 9 and 10 of that particular psalm what we're to do with the Word of God. Psalms 40, verses 9 and 10. This is considered to be one of David's Psalms. He says, I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord, you yourself know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I've declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I've not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. David says, I've not kept it inside. I have told others about you, about your righteousness, your goodness, your holiness, your faithfulness, your trustworthiness. He says, I have declared it everywhere, as he says, in the great assembly. So David knew it wasn't something just to keep to yourself. It has to be and it must be shared. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul is very happy about how the Thessalonians had shared the gospel, shared their faith throughout the world. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, Paul says, "For from you," talking about the Thessalonian Christians, "the word of the Lord had sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia," kind of in the close surrounding areas, "but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything." They were supporters of the truth, but they were also tellers of the truth. They proclaimed the truth. Now, we have lots and lots and lots of ways to proclaim the truth today. They didn't have very many. We have so many ways to tell people, to share people with people the truth. So as custodians, we don't just treat God's Word like a museum piece that needs to be put in a glass box and never used. We're to use it and use it and use it. And by using it, it never wears out. It never wears out. So we need to make sure that we do that. And we can't wait for people to come to the church building or come to our home and want to know about this great possession, this great truth. We have to go looking for people to share it with. There are many, many lost sheep, so we have to go looking for them. Most people don't even know that they're lost. So if they don't know they're lost, they're not going to come looking for the truth. So that's why we must be foretellers of the truth. Tell people about the truth. We're custodians of it. And thirdly and lastly, what are some of our responsibilities as custodians? And I'm talking about personal responsibilities. Well, we have certain responsibilities. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus talks about some responsibilities we have toward others and toward the truth. In Luke chapter 12, verses 47 and 48, he tells us about our responsibilities. Luke chapter 12, verses 47 and 48, Jesus says, "And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more." We have been committed with great things. Therefore, we have responsibilities. Because we're custodians of the truth, we have responsibilities to it, to God, and to the world. We're entrusted with the truth of Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 tells us a responsibility we have. That responsibility is this: "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." We're entrusted with that truth, so how much do we actually help others? See, since we're entrusted with that truth, then it falls upon us to use it. To use it. "As we have opportunity, let us do good to everybody, especially to those of the household of faith." We're entrusted with the truth of John chapter 4. In John chapter 4, we're given the truth about worship. John chapter 4, beginning in verse 23, Jesus is talking about what true worship is all about. He says, beginning in verse 23 of John 4, "But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." So do we worship Jehovah as we should? See, this is something we're entrusted with. We have the truth of God's Word. We have the truth about how to worship. We have the truth about the ways in which God wants us to approach Him. And we know what those ways are. And so do we practice them? Do we put it into practice? Is our worship according to the truth of God's Word? That should be something we constantly examine. Are we worshiping as we should? That's a responsibility we have as custodians. We know the truth. It's not like we don't know the truth. We have the truth. We're custodians of the truth. So we need to put it into practice. We're also entrusted with the truth of Matthew chapter 28. And that truth is about evangelism. Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 19. Jesus says this. We often call this the Great Commission. This is Matthew's account of it. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. See, we're entrusted with that truth. We know that's what God wants us to do. We know that. It's not that we don't know. So, part of our responsibility is, how can we engage in evangelism in the very best way? How can we do that? We don't want to be guilty of withholding God's plan of salvation from others, whether it's friends, neighbors, family, co-workers, or whoever. And finally, we are privileged to be custodians of the truth of God's Word, and there is a great deal of responsibility that does come from it that he mentions in Romans chapter 2. And that's where we will finish, is back where we started. Romans chapter 2, beginning with verse 25 and going through the end of the chapter. He says, "For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law. But if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you who, even with your written code and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who was one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God." Are we keeping the law? Are we supporting the truth? Are we custodians of the truth? And so we need to be grateful that somewhere along the line, may have been parents, may have been friends, may have been other family members, may have been people we worked with, but somewhere, someone along the line told us the truth of God's Word. Told us about the real, true plan of salvation. And so at that point, when we obeyed it, we became ourselves custodians of the truth. And over the years, we learned about proper worship. We learned about benevolence. We learned about how we need to teach others. And so, if we're grateful for all of those blessings, then we need to realize the responsibilities that come with it. Because there are many blessings and responsibilities that come with being custodians. And that's what we are. Tonight we have a great privilege. A great privilege. God has been among us. We've had the privilege of worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. Help us to handle God's Word carefully. To understand just how valuable and important and relevant it is for all those in the world. And help us to see how important it is that we take every opportunity to tell people the good news. Tonight, as we sing this invitation song, if there's a need in your heart to respond to it, then I urge you to do that as we stand and sing this song. Let's stand, please.